This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's the second day of 2026, and the good news is the Washington Commanders are undefeated in the year 2026. Steve Zabin, Nick Ashew in for the guys today. We got 4 hours. We've got college football, and one game that at least was beautiful last night. Oh, one game that was worth watching.
Thank God.
And we also do have one more football game from our beloved Washington Commanders coming up on Sunday, Zabe, which I know you're very excited about, as the Eagles are resting starters, and the Commanders are also resting starters because everybody's been hurt the entire season. Been fun. Been a fun season, I'll tell you what.
It cannot end soon enough, and I guarantee you the buses will be warming before the zeros hit the scoreboard at the link. You can't fold this disaster up fast enough.
I have been in off-season mode for
a month and a half.
At least 6 weeks.
And that's the hell of it. And the off-season's going to slowly, it'll take forever. It's going to take forever just to get the first little chunks of movement. I guess tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday, Nick, you could see some moves. You could see the team say, okay, you know, we're getting rid of Joe Witt Jr. You could see Clint Kingsbury get an interview somewhere, and you might say, okay, if we're swapping out one, we should swap out both. But other than that, you're just going to have to sit tight until you can draft some guys and or buy some guys. They have more money than necessarily draft picks, but it gets down to the question of, can you really make your team that much better by buying guys?
It's, well, listen, we've watched this team before in previous eras.
You
got all the money in the world, but you can spend that money really stupidly. Really stupidly. And the internet's still mad at me for wanting this team to trade for Max Crosby, and I stand by that. And you and I,
you told me that, to in the break. Yeah. You are standing on business on that one right there. You're like, go get him. The problem is you can't just buy him, Nick. You got to trade for him.
I know it involves assets.
And I'm now just counting up. Thank you to Grok for getting me the deets on
You're
this.
You're a Grok guy?
Love Grok. All well, right. It comes with my blue check mark. I pay for a blue check mark?
I refuse. I earned mine the real old way, and I am not paying for
did
it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You got your blue check mark before you could buy them.
I did.
Wow, that's
I
pretty
did.
Cool.
I just got to the point where I was just important enough to get that blue check mark, and then they took it away.
How many followers you got?
I don't know. TikTok's or Twitter's
don't say
dead.
You don't know.
I don't know. It's like, it's probably only like 6,000 on Twitter. It's
and you got special. And yet you got a blue check mark.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Well, I buy it for a variety of reasons. One is, as a public figure in the business, it doesn't hurt to have a blue check mark.
No,
so
it doesn't.
$8 a month, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, all the subscriptions that we all have for everything. So I throw that in there. So basic Grok, basic bitch Grok comes with the $8. They're trying to tempt you into super Grok, which costs like $40 a month.
Now, what does super Grok get you?
Super Grok. I think it allows you to create videos that are so realistic, you're not even sure if they're real or not. Mm. And that's the scary.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Everything. I don't need all that.
I've used some of that without a subscription, though. I've used some of the Grok videos where it takes a picture,
sure,
turns it into a video.
Yes.
Yes, I use crazy. A lot of AI, though, so I've got like five different.
It needs to be noted, though, that Grok and all these AI agents are not great with sports stats. If you say, what's the last time so-and-so went for so-and-so yards in a blah, 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 it'll get that wrong quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one thing, Nick, that we in the business are actually smarter than AI. It's remembering the stupid details of sports facts and trivia and everything else like that. So you can check Grok and go, no, I don't think that's the case. I think Randall Cunningham had one back in the day. Oh, yeah, sorry about that. But it is pretty good at just basically reminding me of the trade. So I'm going to chase down all the draft picks that have already been sent away by Adam Peters for this, that, and the other. And then I'm going to ask you, how many more assets are you willing to send away for Mad Max Crosby?
Well, here's the thing, and there are two reasons for this. If we want to get into this now, I'm fine. I'm fine with this. Let's just lean right into this now. Here's the reason why I don't care what anybody has to say on Instagram right now, and you can get mad at me all you want about the idea to trade for Max Crosby. One, Max Crosby is 28, so that's not old. Anybody that thinks that he is old at 28, I'm sorry, that is prime football years. You've got him locked into a three-year deal. So he's already going to fit in under the cap when there's plenty of cap space that's out there. You look at Max Crosby, and you know that he's a monster because we've watched what he could do with the Raiders. Imagine him doing that in the burgundy and gold. I will take that. They need a monster that's going to get after the quarterback because they got nobody. Now you could say, well, Nick, they've got cap space, and they've got draft picks. Well, why don't they draft somebody? You can draft somebody. But as we've seen, there is no guarantee that someone that is a great pass rusher in college, Chase Young, doesn't mean that it's going to translate over to the NFL. I would rather them use a first-round pick on somebody that you already know, can get after the quarterback than somebody that you hope could maybe get after the quarterback. Go look at the free agent market right now. There are no difference makers in their prime that are going to be free agents that will get after the quarterback the way that Max Crosby does. You want to take Hendrickson from Cincinnati? Fine. He's 31 and he's going to want a new deal because the guy's been sitting there suffering in Cincinnati for years. Is he the best on the market? Absolutely. But he's 31 and he's going to want to get paid. You already know what Max Crosby is getting paid. That deal is done and the Commanders have plenty of cap space to absorb it. This is not a free agent class.
What do you think you're
going to have a ton of difference makers?
What do you think you're going to have to give up to get Crosby?
I think it's probably two firsts. It's probably two firsts. Yes, it is. And I know.
Give me a paper bag.
But here's the thing. There are reports, rumors, and conversations coming out of Ashburn that Daron Payne may be gone in the offseason anyway. So they are looking for an interior lineman in Vegas.
Great.
So you're adding that now if you can move on. So it would give them something they want. It would take away a disgruntled player. Max Crosby doesn't want to be back there. He walked out of they sat him down and he said, fine, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And this is now finally a spot where you've got a disgruntled guy that's already got his contract locked in at 28 years old. And you know what? When he turns 31, he'll be a free agent. You don't have to re-sign him at that point. Because here's the thing.
You're assuming that he'll be fine if he's acquired in a trade for possibly multiple number ones and then sit tight on his current deal and not want a new one?
Yes, because he just signed that new deal. It's a three-year deal. That is a brand new deal for Max Crosby.
And you don't think he has the stones to go, hey, I want more money now? Because sometimes these players do that, you know?
Well, if that is a discussion before the trade, then okay, then I'm backing out on that trade. The one thing where I would say, okay, that's enough.
You would need permission to talk to him to go, dude, where are you at?
Like, yeah.
Talk to me. If we were to bring you here, how would you feel? You'd have to really read the room on that. By the way, yesterday, Reuben Bain Jr. for Miami and David Bailey for Texas Tech were a couple of edge guys expected to be available in the draft this coming spring that looked pretty, pretty sweet. So there's guys that are going to be out there.
There are.
I get the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, here's the picks that have been shipped out. A fifth for Debo.
Mm-hmm.
A third, a fourth, and a sixth for Lattimore.
Okay.
A third, a seventh, a second, and a fourth for Tunsil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were some rebates
now,
there.
Now, let me stop real quick.
Yeah.
Two of those names have absolutely lived up to what the expectations were this season. Laramie Tunsil was great this year.
And Debo.
And Debo for a fifth-round pick was an absolute steal. So I have no problems with those trades.
Okay.
Now,
but you're now gonna have to pay Debo, and you're also going to have to pay Tunsil. Just so you know.
I don't think Debo's back.
I would be fine with that as well. As serviceable and good, and yeah, you did Debo things. I think the exit ramp for Debo is right here.
Yeah.
Hit the blinker.
Yep.
Let's take it and move on. But a couple rebates in here. The Lattimore deal had a fifth-round rebate, so it was really a third and a fifth, let's call it, for Lattimore, with the rebate of a fifth coming back with him. Mm-hmm. And Tunsil had a fifth-round rebate coupon in the four picks they gave up. So let's just call that a third, a second, and a fifth-ish for Tunsil. It's a lot of bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And the best GMs and the best rosters get built in rounds 3, 4, and 5. The bonus babies that are screamingly good players that have just been missed by the NFL experts because it's an inexact science. That's not only where, you know, Peters has to start hitting and accelerating this roster rebuild. It's also where you get the most bang for the buck, the most punch for your dollars, because these guys are stupidly cheap, Nick, that are in the third, fourth, and fifth rounds. So it's a lot of picks that have already gone out, and you want to send more out.
Let me ask you
this. How many people do you think in this building are with you on the max? Do you have like a club?
I have just started this club. Instagram, I know, is not on my side on this, and I'm okay with that.
Is screamingly funny Ben Rhodes in the Max Crosby Club?
Ben, are you in the Max Crosby Club with me or not here?
I don't think I can part with any more first-round picks at this point. I can't.
I will admit that I am in the minority on this, and I am fine.
I understand your thinking, though.
Yeah.
Your reasoning for it makes sense to me, but I'm just not in favor of it.
So let me put this out. Let me present this part of it. How much of this is scars from past issues that would make people concerned about a trade like this?
There are scars. I would say my personal queasiness is what I would call the one player factor of a deal like this. You're trading for one player that you believe is going to imbue magical defensive qualities on your team. And one players often get hurt. Bosa, done for the year. Parsons, done for the year. Watt, he could come back from his pec. I don't know what his current status is, but he missed a chunk of games.
Yeah. Well, that was also, that was from a treatment, too.
That was, yeah, and he got a needle the wrong way. Yeah.
Which, by the way, that's happened far too often in the NFL. That is alarming.
Tyrod Taylor had that happen.
Yeah.
That
lost his starting job to Justin Herbert because of it.
It was only a matter of time anyway Herbert's so good, but yeah. The dry needling thing is crazy. You're an athlete. Have you had it done?
I've not done dry needling. I am going to start doing some acupuncture, though. I'm going to the acupuncture world now. I'm ready. Dry needling looks, it's a lot. There's a lot of stabbing and pulling of the skin in a way that I would have to say, put a blindfold on me. If it's going to work, fine. but I don't want to have this be something that I actually watch happening to my body.
Do you remember in a previous lifetime, circa 2016, you and I over there at the other shop, 980, mm-hmm. and they had one of the greatest promotions ever, which was the adult punt, pass, and kick at the Redskins bubble.
And that was so much fun.
Okay, you remember that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely I do.
Okay, so we get turned loose inside the stupid bounce house in Ashburn. And when I say stupid, I mean it's because NFL teams, Nick, have proper actual facilities. Mm-hmm. Dan Snyder was so cheap, he didn't even have a bubble until Shanahan came in and started MFing him about, are you kidding me? We got to go to Lifetime Fitness out at Dulles just to do a walkthrough. So they built a bubble, which is whatever, but they let us out there on the radio station with our listeners, run around and do things. And I remember I get out there and I'm like, this is so fun. Look at this. And I'm like running routes and I'm catching balls. Mm-hmm. And then I feel this electric shock on the inside of my right leg. And I like, it was a groin injury. And my entire leg went black and blue, pretty much from my nuts down to my knees on the inside. And because your groin muscle extends up into your midsection, I had to roll out of bed like a sack of potatoes and then crawl up to a standing position because all the little muscles that you never think about using just to get up and move and everything else are completely screwed when your groin muscle's gone. So I went and got dry needled. This is the only time that I would ever do this because I'm not an athlete, but I got dry needled by some guy in Rockville that was doing it before it was kind of approved as a therapeutic technique.
Oh, you went risky. Well, you went experimental.
It was, at that time, 2016, it was not quite as approved mm-hmm. as a thing. And I'm not even sure if it still is, but it didn't work. not to my liking. It freaked me out going, okay, you're just poking me. Ow. And I know there's no medicine going in there. And then the next day I still felt just as bad. And it recovered on its own leisurely, slow-ass time frame, which was at least 2 months before I was probably back to normal again. So there's my dry needling story. I can't imagine getting dry needled in my rib cage, where if you whoops miss, you hit a lung like Watt and have it go, Doc, I think we got a problem here, right?
Did you get dry needled in the groin? Like, did they go
along my leg area? Yeah.
Oh my God. I'll be honest with you. You're kind of brave to do that.
I was desperate because I had a big golf trip to Scotland later in the summer. I was like, I got to be able to walk. So I'm like, I need to be as aggressive as I can in healing this stupid thing.
And how'd the golf trip turn out?
Golf trip was great. I kind of got back to full health just in time.
Just at the right time.
So anyway, the one player problem, Nick, is that one player's that one special guy, and I do think Crosby is in that group of one special guys with the Boses, the Parsons, mm-hmm. the Watts, et cetera. Mm-hmm. If they get hurt, then what?
Yeah, well, again, with this team, it's not going to matter because 10 other guys are going to get hurt anyway. So let's be real.
That's a fatalistic approach right there.
Did you watch this season?
I know.
It was awful. It was one after the other. I'm convinced that someone has a voodoo doll on this team, and they're taking that dry needling needle, and they're just stabbing body parts, and it's affected everybody on this entire team. All right, Beamish and Finley off today.
By the way, Hendrickson has 5 sacks on the year.
Right. This is a guy that's been in and out also. That's the guy that was supposed, I mean, one of the best pass rushers in the NFL, 31.
31, and there was people back in August going, should we trade for him?
Yep, not now.
But it was probably smart not to trade for him.
I know.
Because I don't think Hendrickson's in the same group as the other guys.
I would put it there, but all I'm saying is, how about this? I'll throw in the Raiders send back a 4th-round pick as well.
Two firsts, and a rebate coupon of a 4th.
Listen, coupons can get you. You just said there's value in the mid rounds, which I agree with. So you get that back in return. Are you making the trade then?
I'm too queasy about that.
Not doing it. All right. Nick Hashew, Steve Zabin in for Beamish and Finley on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.